Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Your Enemies by Emma Danzi. Read by Leah Martin. Matthew 5:44 says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." It's extremely easy to pray for those in our families and our friends and for ourselves. However, it's a whole new ballgame when we realize that Jesus called us not only to pray for those who we like, but also our enemies. He even goes as far to say to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. This means the bullies, the evil leaders, the harsh co-workers and rough family members, the most terrible of people, can be prayed for in the power of Jesus. So who do you feel is your enemy today? Who in your life is overwhelmingly discouraging or wrong to you? Jesus isn't saying that we should be victimized and abused, so please set healthy boundaries. He is, however, saying that we are called to pray for those who are difficult and hurtful. We can't do this on our own, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can have true strength to pray over those who seem the furthest away from Christ. We can remember the Apostle Paul as we pray. He started out as Saul, a persecutor of Christians, and he killed them. Then Jesus pursued him, and he came to faith in Christ, changing his name to Paul. We never know if a person was praying for Saul to know Jesus. The man who appeared to be a great enemy of the church then became one of the greatest evangelists of all time. We have to remember that Jesus is capable of changing any heart. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I know that ultimately my greatest enemy is the devil. There's a real spiritual battle going on all around me. The great enemy is using people around me to accomplish his work. Help me to remember this when others hurt or persecute me for my faith in you. Father, would you please give me your heart of forgiveness and hope for my enemies? Ephesians 6:10 through 12 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Would you enable me to love them well and live like you in front of them? Even when they try to get me down, help me to be strong in you and have the full armor of God on. God, help me to remember that Paul started off as Saul. And if you could transform the life of a Christian killer, you can change any heart. Help me not to put those who live against me in a box. Remind me that you say in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. God, give me this same heart that desires repentance and transformation. Help me to not lose hope that you're working. Give me the words to pray over them. Lord, please save the souls of those who are my enemies. Show them your love and your salvation. Give them the same joy that I've been given, to be your child. I pray that I wouldn't hinder them from seeing Christ, but I would encourage them and show them true love through you. God, I pray for those who seem like enemies but claim to be believers in you. Help me to love the body of Christ well, even those I disagree with or feel hurt by. We're all broken, and I pray that you would bless them and meet them in whatever they're going through, and help me to be loving and kind by your Spirit. I pray against the attacks of the true enemy who wants to divide and ruin the work of believers. I pray that my enemy among the church would see true forgiveness and love in me. Father, I was once your enemy. Colossians 1, 21 through 22 says, once you were alienated from God and were hostile in your minds, engaging in evil deeds. But now he's reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy, unblemished, and blameless in his presence. Thank you for the way that you've reconciled me, a former enemy of you. Help me to extend this opportunity of grace through Jesus to others. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.